Here we go, heading into the Memorial Day holiday weekend, and for millions of people around the country, lockdown or no, it means they're going to be on the move. They're going to be on the road out there, especially in the states that have opened up. So that means a lot of folks out there, campfire season is what it is. So we're going to shift gears here for a moment. We're talking about campfires and wildfires. 9 out of 10 wildfires caused by human activity is the statistic. Gwen Bevens is a wildfire prevention branch chief for the USDA Forest Service. Gwen, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Good to have you here. A little delay on the line. That's a technological issue that we face when we're in lockdowns and so forth. But bear with me a little bit. Thursday, today, wildfire prevention and outdoor recreation experts are here discussing this all over the country, critical wildfire prevention tips. What are they? I mean, people are going to be making bonfires and making s'mores and having campfires. It's that time of the year, Gwen. Where do we start to make sure that our forests are here when we're all done with it?
Well, a great place to start is to check out the new campaign that the Forest Service and the Ag Council and National Association of State Foresters have gotten together and created. It's called Be Outdoor Safe. So beoutdoorsafe.org has tips on how to stay safe while you are out in the environment or even in your backyard. The beoutdoorsafe.org directs you also to smokybear.com and to discovertheforest.org. One of the main things we want people to do is to always make sure they know if they are able to have a fire. You mentioned campfires, and that is a big activity on Memorial Day weekend, or having a fire pit in your backyard. So make sure that you know you can have a fire first, and then if you can, make sure you always have the proper materials that you need to put that fire out.
Yeah, that's important comment you made there, because in some places, as a result of the lockdowns, depending on where you live, no burn policies were in effect. So there was a burning ban in a lot of places because it was not considered essential to have people burning, and then therefore the emergency crews would have to respond if you didn't have the right materials to put out a fire. Now, I'm going to admit here on the program, I might have lost control of a grass fire once in my life, just once. And at the time, my daughter and I were running around in a frenzy. Now it was just a grass fire. It was in my backyard. It wasn't going to burn down the forest, but it was an anxiety moment. I'll tell you that when the wind came up and the fire got out of control and there was dry grass. The next thing you know, man, it just takes moments is what I learned from that experience. Before a fire can be out of control, you think everything's just fine. Suddenly, within moments, it whips up. The wind changes directions. Things can change very fast, Gwen, and things can change fast and not for the better if you're not prepared to deal with it.
That's exactly right. And you mentioned something. You said that you were able to control it, but that it wasn't going to burn down the forest and that sort of thing. But, you know, the one aspect of fire people don't think about is the embers. Embers can travel at least a mile away, and they could start a wildfire in a really dry area that's near you that you don't even think about. So that's something we want people to be mindful of, and that's why it's always important to, if you're using that outdoor fire pit, to put the screen over it. That screen that comes with it isn't decoration. There's an actual need for that. It reduces the amount of sparks and embers that release from your fire.
Absolutely, knocks them down. Yeah, an ember gets up into the air and it goes down range to who knows where, and it finds a couple of deadfalls. We call that fuel. We call that fuel because when those deadfalls spark up, the fuel gets going. And in a lot of forests, you have a lot of deadfalls, you know, trees that have been blown down that are, you know, old and decayed and killed by insects or birds or whatever. And they lay there for a few years. The next thing you know, they've got their own campfire ready to go. And so when these forest fires get started, if it's a forest that has a lot of litter, it can really be a challenge for the firefighters, can it?
It sure can. And I'm a Michigander myself. That's where I was born and raised. And I know that Memorial Day was always the big time where you go up north and you open up your cottage and you enjoy the wonderful lakes that Michigan has. And one way that fires start that people don't often think about is when you're pulling a camper or a trailer, if you have chains that are dragging, those chains can throw sparks and start fires along the roadside. And that's something we want them to be mindful of. And there's other tips that people can find on beoutdoorsafe.org.
Sure, and of course, not as many people smoke today as they did when I was growing up, or you for that matter, Gwen. But smoking cigarettes can also create problems. People flick a cigarette out the window, and you have a big problem. Gwen Beavens here, the Wildlife Prevention Branch Chief for the USDA and the Forest Service, putting together a new deal, keep safe places safe, keep wildfire prevention and safe recreation guidelines in mind while enjoying the outdoors. That's the message today, and you're going to be putting on this campaign. How long does this campaign run, for the rest of the season?
Definitely. It'll be running all summer long. And I've heard somebody say that even though this is the opening of what we think of as the summer vacation season, most of the people that are working in the field have felt like every weekend is a holiday weekend. There are so many people that are trying to get outdoors. It feels like a safe place to them. They want to go out and reduce stress and anxiety. But we really want them to maintain social distancing and take on personal responsibility to keep these places that we consider safe.
Absolutely. You know, and as more people head outside for the rest of the summer, we need to keep the places safe. Where do people find out more? Kids love this sort of thing. Smokey the Bear, you can get them involved, and they can tell mom and dad, hey, that fire is not safe. Kids can be pretty good little detectives and sheriff and police, that whole fire thing. Where do people find out more?
They go to beoutdoorsafe.org.
There you have it, beoutdoorsafe.org. Gwen, greatly appreciate you being here today. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
All right, same to you. Be safe.
There you have it. Gwen Beavens here. Been around a lot of big fires in my life, forest fires. Not ones I set. No. Just forest fires. When I went to college in Montana, we had big fires and big fire seasons. Had 1 million acres burn in Yellowstone National Park. While I was there. Incredible fires. It's where my news career began, really. So I have a lot of experience with forest fires and dealing with that sort of thing. And good tips. Be careful out there. Don't, you know, unexpected fires, trust me, your blood pressure will go way through the roof, and you don't need it to happen. Quick break. We'll check on sports after that right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.